Okay, I'm gonna go with English because I don't speak a single word of Italian, so let's go. Pareu de pararme. What's that fucking bullshit? That's a project that aims... Como queráis, a mí me da igual, pero... I think it's... ¿Españolo? Bueno, es igual. Well, English. Pareu de pararme, it's a project of Barcelona because there's a lot of racist checkpoints in the city that aim to expel the people from the country because they are not in a regularized way in the country. So the app, it's developed by me and a friend. And basically, it's only for pointing where the racist checkpoints are. I'm gonna explain a little bit how to modify the app so you can make an app for making alerts for anything you want, like furniture in your neighbor because people is throwing trash, or I don't know, or controls in the road of. ¿Cómo se dice? Of police officers. Okay, so if you have the app, the first thing you have to modify is the API URL that is where the app is gonna make the petitions. Instead of api.pareudepararme.org, you should put probably localhost or wherever you are hosting the app. And basically, you can modify any part of the app, like the splash screen and everything, in the asset images. But I didn't do the frontend, so I cannot give too much intel in that part. Okay, so, but it's quite easy to modify. Basically, you have the basic stuff in the app here. Yeah, a fine police officer, we love them. So, going to the backend part, it's quite easy to start a development server. Yeah, you just have to execute bin start. And once the Docker container is started, you have to copy and paste, very easy, all the thing that puts in the README. That is in the README, sorry. Well, patience. Okay. Basically, in the README, it's explained very well how do you have to start the backend, but it's quite easy. I mean, if you know how to read, you could start the app. Yeah, I already did, but basically the app, I wanted to show it, but I could not make the fucking screen of the phone showing in the laptop, so I try to explain the best I can in English. But basically you fucking put an alert like, here there's police, and everyone else can see it. And instead of police, you can do anything else you want, like furniture, dildos, or whatever. Yeah, it has a map where you can put the... Yo quería enseñarlo, ¿vale? Hostia, es que... Pero no ha funcionado. Bueno, es igual. Yeah, in GitLab, you search for Pareu de Pararme, and there's all the code and has a README. Yeah, once you start the app for the first time, it asks for a captcha, and that's an automatic login. It can be easily modified, but we did it this way because we developed the app for SOS Racisme, which is a project of Barcelona that aims to end with racism. Good luck. Sorry. Perdón. But it's developed this way, but you can easily add some extra layer of authentication. ¿Por qué ha aceptado preguntas?
In Italy you can say you porco Dio.
¿Tengo que acabar o puedo enseñar la app?
Bueno, no, solo si compila.
Creo que... Well, I want to show the backend, but it's fine, okay, bueno. And one small thing, for real, the app is nice, so ask me later.